You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Tennessee Titans are in action at the San Diego Chargers on a Sunday night, 9:25, the start time for this one. The Titans 7-4 on the money line. The Chargers are 10-21 and this spread is set at 4.5 currently. The Titans plus 4.5, the Chargers minus 4.5. 10-11 the pair here. The Titans are 4-4 and one game behind Houston in the AFC South, while the Chargers are probably the unluckiest team in football this season, given how many tight matches they have lost. And as you've mentioned many times, Gil, on this podcast and on the Megapod, Philip Rivers has been great this season, but the dust has now settled and they are still 3-5, Gil, and last in the AFC West.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I could sort of talk till I'm blue in the face about how great Philip Rivers has been, but it hasn't translated to wins thus far. Now, the Chargers have some history of starting slow and finishing fast, and that's what they're thinking here again. They're 3-5, of course, that's what they're going to hang their hat on. Philip Rivers even quoted this week as saying, hey, if we could get to 5-5, get our bye, it's a new season with 6 games left. They got to get to 5-5 first. And I've been all about the Chargers up until this week because they've been getting a lot of points in each and every game. And, you know, again, last week, I was on the Chargers. They had the ball for first and goal at the 2 in easy cover position against the Broncos. And instead of just trying to run the ball or do something creative, they go into shotgun 4 straight times. They do so in a way that looked rushed, even though they didn't have to be rushed. And, again, not only do they not win, they don't cover last week at Denver in a game that they should have at least done the covering part of it. And remember, as you point out, unlucky even before that, they coughed up fourth quarter leads in their first 3 losses. They had a 14-point lead at Kansas City in week 1, a 13-point lead to New Orleans in week 4. I think they led all 4 of those games, the first 4 games, with 2 minutes left, as a matter of fact, and ended up 1-3 in those 4. So this is just a team that is just bad luck after bad luck. Maybe they just can't get it done. But the real deal here is that now we find them as a favorite. And a pretty, like, not even a negligible favorite, like, a solid favorite over the Tennessee Titans, who, I don't know if I've said it on your show before, Dave, they are a sneaky futures pick to win the AFC South. If you can get a good price on Tennessee to win the AFC South, I think it's a great bet because I think this is the single most underrated team in the NFL.
I was just going to mention that, Gil, because that's something you spoke about on last week's podcast, but we didn't have time to elaborate. Why do you think the Tennessee Titans are underrated in your perspective?
Offensive line. I mean, that is really the singular answer to your question. And, you know, look, I'm as guilty of anybody as this doing the 2 podcasts I do. And you know this on your show as well, that we tend to talk about quarterbacks and skill position players, and justifiably so. That's what fans sees, and that's what we hang our hat on. And quarterbacks, let's face it, are the single most important position on the team. But this is a game of blocking and tackling, and offensive line play is everything. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. They are all about great offensive line play. They drafted a couple great linemen a couple years ago. Now they've got Ezekiel Elliott behind it, and they are virtually unstoppable on the ground. And it controls everything for them. They control the whole game to the Cowboys because their offense stays on the field, moves the chains, and what it does is really sort of a game theory thing. They keep their own defense off the field and rested. So rested when they do get on the field. So they're really, with great offensive line play, accomplishing 2 things and also masking the deficiencies of their own defense. Well, Tennessee's got a little of that too. And in fact, there is someone named Casey Joyner, who's a prominent NFL writer in the U.S. He keeps a stat, which he calls GBR, a good blocking metric. And he's got the Titans as the best blocking team in all of football. And that metric has them as going from the worst in that category last year to the single best unit in football in that category. And that's under new offensive line coach Russ Grimm, who's a former Super Bowl champion with the Washington Redskins back in the 80s. And the real key, the real signing, because of course a coach doesn't do it all, is Jake Conklin, who's this kid out of Michigan State who has just transformed that line. DeMarco Murray is on pace to rush for more than 1,500 yards this year. And there's another thing with DeMarco Murray on third downs. That line has allowed him to convert 9 out of 10 times on third. a 90% conversion rate. You won't find that anywhere else.
And we saw that line in action, didn't we, last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Gil. They eventually won that game 36 points to 22, but led 27-0 at one point in the match. And Jacksonville got crushed by that offensive line in that matchup.
Sure did. I mean, again, that's tough. You know, I guess we can always say, well, it is Jacksonville, right? We can always sort of dismiss it that way. But I think we'll see some of the same here against the Chargers.
There are positives for the San Diego Chargers. We've spoken mostly about the Tennessee Titans in this matchup, Gil. But Philip Rivers has, in the passing game, got the opportunity to find Melvin Gordon out of the backfield and those two tight ends who are good tight ends in the league, Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates, because Tennessee are a little bit weak in the secondary.
Yeah, you touched on it there. I think that last point is key. We talked about it with the Cowboys. The good offensive line play keeps their own defense off the field and masks that weakness in that football team. Little of the same with Tennessee. A lot of this game is going to come down to how much can that Tennessee offensive line establish it so that they can keep their own defense, which isn't as poor as Dallas's, in my opinion, but does have trouble particularly ends. And you're right. Philip Rivers has Antonio Gates back now, so he's got a two-headed monster there with Gates and Hunter Henry, who was really good in Gates' stead over the early part of the season. So that's a weakness for Tennessee. It's certainly not a lopsided analysis of the game, but if you're giving me all the points that you're giving me in this game, and what do you have it at right now, Dave?
Four and a half, Gil.
Four and a half. I'll take the Titans, and I'll take it just because this is an unfamiliar position for the Chargers to be in as a favorite. I've been on the Chargers all year long, much to, you know, mixed results, I must say. Certainly last week was frustrating, but I think Tennessee's solid enough to make this a game, maybe even win it outright, but I'll certainly take the points.
And by the way, we do have divisional betting on the William Hill website as well. The Tennessee Titans are 11-4 to win the AFC South, which I think in the American odds is +375, Gil, on the Tennessee Titans.
That is exactly what that is, and I would grab it. I got it a little higher a few weeks back, I think +475, but +375, still a very good play.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.